Hey, what's up?
I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Easy Life, where we do what is hard now so we can live easy later. This is the podcast for people who crave purpose, peace, and balance. Thank you for taking the time to come hang out with me. Today is your day. Let's get after it. What's up, my friends? This is episode 75 of Easy Life. Easy is saying goodbye. It is the last episode. I'm both sad and also happy for this moment. I started this podcast 3 years ago. Wow, it is actually crazy. I can't believe that. And it's been such an adventure of courage, passion, and hustle. I have met amazing people and seen God work through me time and time again. When I woke up this morning, I knew I wanted to write a podcast, but I didn't know what about. As I'd spent some time with the Lord, He showed me that it was time for me to start a new adventure. I'd been trying to make something work that I just hadn't been blessed to do, honestly, for a while now. Have you ever been there? Stuck right in the middle of, I'm scared for what's next, and also, I don't want to be a quitter. Yep, that's me. Looking back, I know that God started redirecting my life when I began my coaching journey. I had the same exact clear direction as when He told me to start this podcast. I just couldn't reconcile with the fact that I was going to be having to end this. It felt and still feels like a little bit of a failure. But my mom reminded me the other day that it's not. Easy Life is a pivotal stepping stone that is leading me to where God is directing my path. When I started this, I had no idea what was going to come with it. I didn't have a goal or a plan. I just heard from God and followed it. And it has been awesome and so much fun. I've interviewed some incredible people, started a vlog, made swag, and rebranded at least 4 times. Easy Life has taught me so much. It has taught me how to fight for my passion and trust the Lord to show up, which He always does. It has taught me to be brave and bold, and most importantly, to be true to myself. And now my path is going in a new direction. Life coaching has already grown me and stretched me in ways I couldn't imagine. It has opened my mind and heart to new ways of helping people more deeply. And I'm proud to say that I'm halfway through my journey and officially an associate coach. Woohoo! That's what's up. I don't know where this is going or where it will lead, but I do have the freedom now to try. For months, I've been trying to figure out how to maintain Easy Life and coaching and merge all my mini projects together, and it just never felt right. But I cannot step into what God has prepared my heart for next without closing this chapter. I have peace about all of this, and that has guided everything I do. And I'm so grateful for this journey. And I'm also so deeply moved with gratitude and appreciation for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for the support and love throughout these past 3 years. I couldn't have done it without you. Seriously, I know people say that, but this is freaking tough. It is hard work, and the kind words and messages you say have really helped me get through. Always remember the power of a kind word. So what's next? I have 6 more months of coaching classes, and I'm planning on speaking at a workshop or doing something along those lines to try to test out speaking in front of groups of people by the end of this year. Eek! Wish me luck. I still will be motivating and encouraging in every way I can, so please stay connected. I'm currently growing my email list to share updates and motivation and inspiration and whatever comes next at alexacasper.com. Although this is goodbye for Easy Life, this is a huge hello to the next phase of awesomeness. Don't miss out. Thank you again so much for everything you do. My last bit of Easy wisdom is that it's okay to readjust. Readjusting isn't failure. It's clarifying your purpose. The only time you fail is when you stop trying. Get up and go today, friends. God has something amazing for you. Isn't it time you do it? I'll end with a quote of my soul, and one I said so many times before. It's all about the journey, not the destination. Where will your journey take you? I love you, I'm so proud of you, and great things are coming your way. Have a great day and keep it easy, my friends.